talk here with more amazing group topics. Happy New Year, everyone. The group and I, before we ended our session on Wednesday, we decided to go back and revisit how to deal with automatic negative thoughts. And so group talk suggested that we first identify or define what is irrational thinking. And so we went over a list of things. And group talk suggested that we begin to think about how to reevaluate or how to reframe, I will say, how to reframe some of those negative thoughts, or maybe just one, not all. You know, for instance, what is that thing that triggers this automatic thought? What is it that I am saying to myself? Is it that I need others to like me in order for me to feel worthwhile? Is it that I feel I'm not a good friend, so I must not be worth another person's time? You know, along those lines. I can say things like, I'm disappointed. Well, I can reframe that into, I'm concerned about an issue. Or I can make a statement that I am so uncomfortable, as opposed to, I just feel awful, you know. So, group talk attempted to talk about the starting point of the automatic negative feeling or thought, and how we react to that continued negative conversation that we have with ourselves. You know, I'm feeling lonely, I'm depressed, I want to be in a different place, I feel I should be in a different place, I'm not feeling very loved, you know, on and on and on. Right? And so a lot shared about when they react in this way, their behaviors become, or they begin to avoid people, you know, in general, no one specifically, just avoiding, you know. And when we do that, we already know that is a sign of, you know, folding in on ourselves. And when we go inside ourselves, there's no one, we don't reach out for help, and there's no one that knows us well enough to say, I think you're a little depressed. Maybe you need someone to talk to, you know. And I'm big on having that go-to person, you know. Love having that go-to person. Group talk experienced New Year's Eve early during the day I was having an emotion. And my daughter asked me, she would say, "Mom, what's going on with you? Why are you feeling?" I said, "You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I'm feeling. I haven't defined it yet. But I just was teary-eyed, and I couldn't stop crying. And I'm sure that it was a series of things. Couldn't put my finger on just one thing. And so I said to her, "Mom, I'm just having a moment here, you know. And I'm not sure why." There was absolutely nothing going on in that moment, but the starting point of it occurred hours or days before. And so I began to define that emotion, because one of the things that I think I've learned over the years is that negative thoughts and fears can definitely block me from achieving my goals, because I get caught up in the cycling of it, you know, over and over and over again, like a broken record. And extreme emotions that I allow to persist causes me distress. And then the behavior, as you know, leads to self-harm, you know. It distorts reality. It is misinterpreted, and it's not supported by any available evidence. And you know, I've always talked about sticking to the facts. What is the evidence that what you are thinking right now, what's the evidence that that's occurring right now? Well, whenever I practice that exercise, I always get back to, no, that's something that happened in the past. There's no available evidence about it right now in this moment. And so that allows me to step back from whatever may be underlying to the thought or emotion. It helps me to clearly step back and stop giving it energy. Stop giving it the power to distract me or distort my reality about what's going on in the moment. And so those are some of, or a few of, the suggestions that Group Talk shared with the group before we left on Wednesday. I hope that you guys had an opportunity to listen to how to deal with those automatic negative thoughts, and agreeing with yourself that they are very distracting, and they can be misinterpreted, and it does distort reality, you know, and causes one to feel powerless over their situation. And we all know that that's not true. There are behaviors that we continue to practice. There are rituals that we continue to practice that are harmful. And life is called the process for a reason. You know, the more we journey in our life, the more we will learn about ourselves. There's no magic trick to this. You definitely have to or need to participate in your behaviors. And we're talking about discipline, and you know, I fall short on the discipline piece because whenever I feel the need to just say, ugh, this is just too much, I can allow myself to step back a bit. But I try to stay very conscious about how much I allow myself to step back, because that is not a good thing as well. Practicing extreme behaviors. And so I just wanted to continue our discussion on the role that irrational thinking and thinking plays in, and how it motivates those automatic negative thoughts. So I hope that your new year came in healthy, clear, stable, and I look forward to continuing the discussion on automatic negative thoughts. Enjoy the new year.